Amen. Good to be back in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Love you all. Glad to be here with you today. Amen. Was able to get away for a little bit and kind of clear my head and see my boys and stuff like that. And it was a good little trip that I was able to go on. So we thank God for that. We thank God for traveling mercies. Amen. We thank God for being on the Lord's side. Amen. Where would we be without Jesus? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Where would we be without the Lord? Amen. We're going to turn to Ephesians 6, the sixth chapter of Ephesians. Glory to God. The sixth chapter of Ephesians. How many know the Lord, how many know that the church, I should say, the church is under attack? Let me put it like that. Amen? Christians are under attack. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We're living in a time now with a lot of division. A lot of division. Amen? We're living in a time now where more than ever, we need to be prayerful. We need to be prayerful. Amen? Because the church is under attack. Amen. There's many things going on right now. There's people doing things in the name of Christianity that think what they're doing is right. Amen. We don't have to go over it all, but you know, many churches, many places have allowed politics to creep in and divide family membership churches. Amen. There's a lot going on right now. There's a lot of things being brought to the forefront or being brought in front of us now visually that in truth have always been there. But now people are starting to see it. Before, they just heard about it. Amen? And when you just hear about it, sometimes, you know, you make the decision in your mind, well, okay, it's probably not that bad. You know, it's probably not, like, you're probably jaded in a little bit of the way. I mean, do you think racism just started? Do you think social injustice just started? Do you think that some of the things that we're seeing on video now has just started to happen? It's been going on for a long time. It's just that it wasn't on video before. Amen? A lot of things have been going on for a long time. But we didn't have to deal with it because it was hearsay, if you will, unless you experienced it. Amen? How many of you have a friend or a family member or someone who's gay? Everyone in the church. You think that just started? Been going on for a long time. But today, see, back in the day, it wasn't popular to make public. So it was hidden. and the people that were afraid to, as they say, come out because it was talked about in such a negative way that it was hidden. But do you think it just started? But now, it seems to be popular. Amen? You think the problem we have with abortions just started? Huh? Let's go to Ephesians 6. I know you all don't exactly expect this kind of preaching from me. Amen. But I have to give what the Lord gives me, and He does give it to me first. Amen. And one of the things that's been heavy on my heart and heavy on my mind lately is how do we defend the faith without coming across as a Pharisee? Without coming across as I'm better than you, without coming across as judging you, without coming across as me pointing your stuff out and ignoring mine. How do we do that, Lord? Because it needs to be done. We can't just sit back and allow people to run all over us. Amen? Let's look at Ephesians 6. And we're going to talk about this very familiar passage that everyone in here probably, if we don't know it by heart, we've heard it before. It says 10 through 17, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Amen? I always talk about the fact that we're in a war, right? Every day we wake up, there's a war going on, and we're in the middle of it. Amen? And God has given us instruction. This type of full armor of God is both, a lot of times we think of it as defensive. Amen? Put on your full armor of God so that you may be able to withstand the fiery darts of the wicked, right? But in a war, you can't only be defensive. Amen? Sooner or later, you're going to have to fire back. Amen? Or you're going to be stuck in that hole for a long time. Sooner or later, you got to stand up and be offensive. Amen? It's not just a defensive uniform that you have on. It's also offensive. Amen? There's a word that you may have heard, but it's called apologetics. Apologetics I don't know. People are sometimes afraid of apologetics these days because it comes across as you being right and proving somebody wrong. And in these days, especially, no offense, but especially with millennials, they don't like that. That's not nice. Amen? Amen. There's a lot of people not being nice out here. Amen? And they're right. But it's the way No, you're good. She's all right. She's all right. Yeah. She's all right. I'm just saying. I'm making a generality. Amen. I'm making a general. I will admit I'm stereotyping. Okay. But a lot of millennials these days, they're more concerned with the way we do it than what it is that we're talking about. Amen? And, you know, it's just like, you know, there will be some people that will be, you know, well, let's just keep it there, okay? So, apologetics, I don't know, when I think of apologetics, I think of this. We need to know what we believe, why we believe it, and be able to communicate it to others in an effective manner. Amen? Because the thing with apologetics, a lot of times people either, you know, stay away from it like the plague because they don't want confrontation, they don't want to, you know, they don't want to go back and forth. Some people enjoy it. Amen? Yeah. Some people, amen. Some people enjoy it. They say, I like proving you wrong. Amen? But what we're seeing a lot in today's time is the other side of the road where they're not only enjoying it, but they're making it personal. And then it gets into the point where you're going overboard and you're ruining what it is that you're trying to get across. Amen? Because how many know we can talk about and defend our faith in love? It's not personal. Amen? But we still have to be offensive along with being defensive. Jude. When you look at Jude, okay? First of all, let me just read to you, and this is not the Bible. This is the little commentary that they put on top of the chapter of Jude. But this is the commentary it says in my Bible. Fight with an exclamation point. Contend with an exclamation point. Do battle with an exclamation. When apostasy arises, when false teachers emerge, when the truth of God is attacked, it is time to fight for the faith. Only believers who are spiritually in shape can answer the summons. At the beginning of his letter, Jude focuses on the believers' common salvation, but then feels compelled to challenge them to contend for the faith. The danger is real. False teachers have crept into the church, turning God's grace into unbounded license to do as they please. Amen? And let me stop right there, because we talk about grace a lot in this church, and we stand on it and believe in it. But never, don't get it twisted, that is not a license for you or me to go and do whatever we please in the grace of God. Amen?
Okay.
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? The Bible says, God forbid. Amen? So, we are not giving license by preaching grace, by standing out. We are not giving license for you to do whatever you want. Amen? We all have to adhere to the Word of God. When you look at Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, amen? Sanctified, preserved, called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Amen? We do have to be offensive as well as defensive. Amen? Let's go to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. 2 Corinthians 10. Second Corinthians 10, the first six verses. By the humility and gentleness of Christ, I appeal to you. I appeal to you. I, Paul, who am timid when face to face with you. He's given some sarcasm there. Amen. Because they're accusing him of being timid when they're not around, or being timid when they're in front of him and bold when they're not around. Amen. Paul, who am timid when face to face with you, but bold towards you when you are away, I beg you that when I come, I may not have to be as bold as I expect to be towards some people who think that we live by standards of this world. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete. Amen. So, God does want us. You know, we sing the songs, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord, right? We sang some songs today, right? They were what? Declarative, right? Right? We declare, right? We're making a declaration. Amen. And we have to be mindful of the fact, and you might say, you might look at me and say, well, that's your job. That's Fred's job. No? We all have to have answers for what we believe. It's important for you to know what you believe, why you believe it, and be able to communicate it in an effective way. Not to offend anyone, but to state your case. Amen? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Where we get in trouble is when we take it too far and then we start playing God. I start taking things into my own hands. Amen? God said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Amen? He don't need our help. We are not God. And you might say, well, you know, there's many, I've read many occasions in the Bible where when God got angry, he started destroying stuff. Yes, he did, but you're not God. Amen? The Bible says, be angry and sin not. He has no problem with you being angry at some of the things that are going on. But sin not. He didn't give you license to go out there and take care of it yourself. And that's where we get in trouble. And that's what gives us a black eye, if you will. Amen? So, what are a couple key points that we want to walk away from today? When we read this, when we see what's going on in the world we live in today, let us please understand, we are not waging war against the flesh. Amen? We are not calling on our own abilities. This attitude will keep you on your knees because you understand it's a spiritual battle. And when I say we're not waging war against the flesh, I'm not saying our own personal, because we're always battling the flesh personally. But what I'm saying is, all this, what I'm talking about in defending the faith and doing, we are not in war with people. Amen? And that's where it gets messed up. People are you know, they're in war with people. They're in war with certain types of people. No, God, no. It's not, you're not in war with people. You're at war. It's a spiritual war. It's above people. Amen? This is a spiritual war. Number one. And number two, we must realize that the weapons of our warfare are more powerful than we can even comprehend. Amen? This is all powerful all by itself. Amen? Everything we need is in here. We have power through this, through God, through Christ, to tear down strongholds. What God has given us is enough. Again, we need to know what we believe, why we believe it, and be able to communicate it in an effective manner. We don't have to have all the answers because guess what? Nobody does. Amen? God has given us all a lane. God has given us all different gifts. I don't even, as a preacher, as a pastor, whatever, I don't need to know all the answers. Amen? All of us bring different things to the table, but I do know, I do need to know what I believe, why I believe it, and be able to communicate that. Amen? We can't just be going along for the ride and not knowing what we're doing. Amen? Many people these days think that sociology and science have to be mixed in along with in order for things to be. And sociology and science serve their purpose, and they are to be respected, but we don't need those things to add to the Bible. Nothing needs to be added to the Bible. Amen? The Word of God stands alone, and it's enough. Hebrews 4 and 12 tells us that the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. We don't need to add anything to this. We need to not let everything that's going on today discourage us. or bring us down, but we need to be encouraged and be ready to defend the faith, all while remembering the words of Peter in 1 Peter 3:15. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. Amen? And that's the hard part, right? Why is it the hard part? Because when we start talking about these things, we are very emphatic. We get very passionate about what it is. And sometimes that passion rolls over and starts to get personal. And that's where we mess it up. Amen? That's where, you know, the saying, you know, it's not what you say, it's how you said it. Amen? We need to be prayerful and ask the Lord to give us the words to say in a way that we can get our point across without, I can't apologize if the Bible offends you. Amen? I didn't write it, I just deliver it. Amen? I can't apologize for that, but it is my job to not offend you in the way I come across and, you know, in the conversation, right? That's where I come into play. We can have a discussion. We can agree to disagree. Amen? But we can have a passionate discussion and walk away in love. Amen? I don't have to hurt you to prove my point. And if we stick to the Bible, we'll be okay, because then it's not my, I'm not telling you what I think or what, it's what the Bible says. Amen? But we have a challenge. How are we going to defend the faith in a day like today, where it seems like we're getting to the point where it's almost anything goes? Right? And if you try to stand up and say, wait, we're going too far, that's not nice. We're charged to defend the faith. Amen? We need to have an answer. Amen? God loves everyone. Amen? He loves sinners. Amen? He loves the sinner. Thank God, because I'm one. Amen? He loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. And we can't ignore the fact that he hates the sin. And we have to be the same way. Amen? We're not better than anybody. We can't point our fingers at anybody. We can't judge anybody. We love everyone, but we don't have to agree with the sin. Matter of fact, we shouldn't. So the challenge for us in a day like today, how do we defend the faith without coming across as one of those Pharisees? Judging, pointing the finger. How do we do it? The only way we can do it is if we're prayerful, if we're prayed up. Amen? Because this is not about you. Every time you go into a conversation or an argument, whenever you get in there and get involved, you're going to start messing it up. Amen? We We have to be prayerful and let the Holy Spirit guide our words, guide our conversation. We can make our point in love. And you might say, you know, we're in the last days and it's getting worse and worse, but 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 stands true today. If my people, who are called by my name, should do what? Humble themselves. Amen? You have to humble yourself and pray. And pray. Thank you, Jesus. And seek my face. Seek my face. And turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. If my people would humble themselves and pray. We need to pray. Not only for the things that we desire, but for others. We need to pray. We need to pray for situations. Because sooner or later, you're going to be faced with a situation where you're going to have to defend the faith. You're going to have an answer. Why is your way the right way? Amen? Thank you, Jesus. I know nobody's dancing and nobody's smiling and nobody's, but it's something for us to challenge us, and something for us to meditate on. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Because we have to deal with all of what's going on today. And where does the church stand in this situation? What's the stance of the church? Amen? Amen. The church still has to be that place where people can come for healing. Amen? God's house. The house of prayer, where people can come and Jesus can save them, just like he did with me and with you. Amen? We need to defend the faith. We also need to do it with love and kindness. Amen? Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for what you have given us for today. Amen. We realize, Lord, that we can't just come in here and jump and shout and sing and do all that without standing on your word of God and without understanding and being able to express what it is we believe, why we believe it, and communicate it effectively. Lord, we realize that we are soldiers in this war, but we don't go out with our own strength. We go out in prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord, looking who we can help, Lord, along the way. Lord, help us when it comes our time to be able to defend the faith, stand for what we believe, and love, doing it in love, in Jesus' name. Lord, even as we go forward and begin to build back up this ministry that you have given us. Help us to have answers for for those that come and have open arms in love. Amen. Loving everyone and accepting everyone, Lord, while yet standing on the Word of God. We give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. Lord, help us to think about what we heard today and see how it fits in to our walk, to what we're doing. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. I love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Thank you, Jesus.